Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's October 12th, 2015, and you're in for a real treat. For on today's edition of Mark and Friends, I have two new friends that entered my life this past Saturday night at the Collingsworth Family Concert there in Danville. Wow, what a great evening. For any of you new listeners that are tuning in today, welcome to the Ministry of Great News Radio. Was that not a great presentation? I love the voices, how they harmonized. They're multi-talented, the multifaceted concert that included so many powerful testimonies. I loved Phil Collingsworth's, his sharing, and his wife Kim was just dynamic and God-honoring. And I was sitting next to Pastor Steve Lombardo, and he was just saying amen to many of the testimonies that were given. He's such a fantastic, wonderful pastor that loves God's Word, and God's Word was honored, and through the testimony of this family, it was just such an enriching evening. But there was a number of people that showed up to the Great News Radio table, and we had passed out, I think, about 700 program guides. We put them on every seat as I and some other volunteers prayed over every seat as people came in. They had the program guide there and knowing that they were prayed for. So it was just a phenomenal evening. And if the Collingsworth family is ever back in the area, you do not want to miss attending their presentation. And Les and his wife Kathy did a phenomenal job at promoting it and getting it set up and calling on a number of volunteers to help with all the various tasks. So it was just a wonderful time. He was at the Crossroads Christian Church in Danville, and Pastor Miles there was on a prior trip with me to Israel. It was neat to connect with him, and he said he's wanting to get his wife to Israel with him someday. And I said, well, I'm working on a trip in the fall of 2016, probably the first part of November, so we'll see if that all comes together. But many Great News Radio listeners came up to the table and introduced themselves and said hi and filled out Voice Listener Radio Survey. So before I introduce these two new friends, in fact, I'll share their names so you know who's going to be sharing in just a moment. It's Stan and Mary Remley, and they're from the Potomac area. And wait till you hear the ministry work that God has called them to, called Hooves of Hope. So we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But let me pull out. I have a bunch of books from Charles Stanley, Focus on the Family, David Jeremiah, Alistair Begg. And so I'll just pull out a handful of names, and we'll just announce the winners, and we'll send these gifts off in the coming days. But the first winner, and then I'll match up. Sometimes they list who their favorite artist or Bible teacher is, and then I can match up the book or something or the resource with them. And they'll all also get a free appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. So the first winner is Carol, it looks like Sost from Milford. And she lists a bunch of favorites: Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, Joey Kroll, pretty much all. She discovered the radio flipping through the dial and has never changed it since. She says, keep up the good work. So, Carol, thanks for filling out a Voice Listener Radio survey, and expect a gift in the mail. And I also should point out, there was one family that came up to the table. They handed me an envelope, and inside was a check for $400. And so they became part of our 2020 challenge, $20 a month for 20 months, and they gave it all at once. So that was such a great encouragement. And so we appreciate so many listeners that are helping fund this 100% listener-supported ministry. All right, the next winner is Dan Hesterberg, married to Diane from Penfield, Illinois. And gosh, there's a whole bunch of Hesterbergs that we're friends with. Let's see. He checks. He listens to 89.3, 102.5. List your favorite weekday program. He put lots, listened for almost 20 years, enjoys the gospel greats, AP Roundtable, enjoys Southern gospel music. So Dan and Diane, expect a gift in the mail in the coming days. Next winner is Paul Zybart from the Danville area. He listens to 89.3 on his way to work and home. listened for about 4 years, enjoys the gospel greats. It says, how did you discover Great News Radio? And he wrote, happenstance. Not the case, Paul. It was God's providence. He wanted you to tune in and be blessed by the ministry of Great News Radio. So thanks for taking the time to fill out a Voice Listener Radio survey, and we'll send you a prize in the next few days. Next winner, Eric Smith. Looks like he's married to Linda, lives in St. Joseph. Enjoys Alistair Begg, has listened for about 10 years. Also enjoys Paul Heil, the gospel greats. It seems like a lot of people have put down. They love the gospel music. And he's told others about the ministry, prayed for the ministry, has logged on to the website. So thank you, Eric, for filling out a Voice Listener Radio survey. Let's see, three more winners. It looks like I have seven total here. And this comes from Becky Evans from Bismarck. And let's see, she wrote, I will try your station. Thanks for sharing. So she came up to the table and introduced herself, and I told her about the ministry, all the great Bible teaching and inspirational music. And so she's given it a try, filled out a Voice Radio survey, and she'll get a prize in the mail. Let's see, two more. Sharon, let's see, Borchard or Borchef. Or, well, we got her address. We'll send some to her. She lives in Gilman, Illinois. And she said, the radio is on all day. Has listened for about 4 years. Keep up the great news. Early morning, Sunday, she likes to listen to. She found us by turning the dial. So scanning the dial, listened to WGNJ, prayed for the ministry, financially supported us, and told others. So thank you, Sharon. Thank you again for filling out a Voice Listener Radio survey. And don't worry, my special guests are still on the line with me. Hey, you guys holding on okay there?
We're here.
Yeah. We're hanging on.
All right. Keep praying up, because I have a lot of questions laid out for you, and probably this will turn into a two-day broadcast, because as we were talking before we started this program, there's a lot to share, a lot of God-honoring stories, the unique work that God has called you to do. Even though you're both working other jobs, you have a real unique heart for children, for families, and using horses. So we're going to talk about that in just about 30 seconds. So stay with me. Linda Reddy is our final winner. She's from Champaign, and she listens to WGNN and WGNJ for about the past 11 years. She likes a variety of music. She listens throughout Saturday and Sunday. And she would like to receive mailings. So Linda will include you into our future mailings. We don't send out many mailings anymore. Nowadays, it's so effective to send emails or just make the announcements over the air. And so if you want to receive some special updates, we're compiling a list of emails, because we'll be announcing our big 20th birthday party, which now we've secured the location, the date, the time, and all the arrangements. But we'll send that out in an email, and there'll be a unique way to sign up for it, because we're going to have a lot of giveaways and prizes and maybe a Dr. Erwin Lutzer book for every family. But it's all going to be happening on April 7th of next year. It's a Thursday night. It'll begin probably at 6:30, cake and ice cream, but it's all going to be happening at Lincoln Square Mall. Thank you, God, for the big answer to prayer, because we can fit in thousands. We're going to probably set up for 1,000 or so people. And if there's more, there'll be lots of room. And if there's less, then it'll easily accommodate. But we feel it can hold a lot of people, not knowing if 500 of you will show up or 2,000 of you. But with Dr. Erwin Lutzer coming down, and Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, and leading off with the Singing Men singing four or five songs, and then having the Great News Radio Theater troupe involved with a skit or a drama and some other testimony, it'll be a packed evening with a lot of fun. And so it's all going to be happening on April 7th of next year. But we'll probably send out an email announcement and invitation. So if you've never called in your email or written us with your email address, over the coming weeks, that would be a good way to just email us at staff@greatnewsradio.org and list that you want to be notified of upcoming special events. And we don't just send out things every week. It'd probably only be one or two a month, or maybe one a month in the coming days. So just email us at staff at greatnewsradio.org. All right. Well, Stan and Mary, before I formally introduce you, let me share a verse that's close and dear to your heart, and maybe you can share why God has put that on your heart and how maybe it's even foundational for your ministry, Hooves of Hope, that is going on there in the Potomac area. And I'll just say right now, hoovesofhope.net, HOOVESOFHOPE, hoovesofhope.net to find out more. But we'll be talking about it today and tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But beginning with a reading from Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm going to begin at verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hey, are you guys feeling a little faint after all those announcements and that long introduction?
Oh, no, we are excited to be with you today, Mark.
Thank you so much, and we just appreciate you being so kind to let us come on and the Great News Radio family. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and as I shared when I met up with you on Saturday night, it was the first time we had ever talked, and I came over to your area to learn a little more about your ministry, and I started talking with you thinking, you know, Lord, I had been praying up, who am I going to have for the Monday, Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends? And, you know, by Saturday night, I'm starting to sweat it a little. Usually, I like to have it a week or two out and maybe have read the author's book and I'm all prepared. And I just at that point, the Lord hadn't led me to anyone yet. And after talking with you and seeing your excitement for reaching children and families and the unique work that you're doing, and then hearing some of your stories, I just said, Lord, they're it. So thank you for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I know, Stan, you're a building contractor, so you have like a full-time job to earn some income. And Mary, you're a school bus driver. So how does God call you to develop a ministry like Who's for Hope? And was that something that years ago, as you were walking with the Lord, did you feel led to do something like this?
Actually, Mark, it probably hit me first. I've always been a horse enthusiast. I've grown up in a Christian home my whole life. I was very, very blessed to have Christian parents that taught me right from wrong, took me to church from an infant on. But I really didn't know how the two would connect. When our youngest son was in school, he had a horse that he showed quite a bit, and I had a horse, and the two of us showed together. And when he went off to college, he went to Olivet, and when he left, we had these two horses that were, you know, well-broke horses because we, you know, we traveled a lot with them, and they were just very dependable horses, and we didn't really know what to do with them. I was spending an awful lot of time just cleaning stalls and stuff. One night, I was out there by myself cleaning stalls, kind of talking to the Lord and thinking, do I need to get rid of these horses? Do I need to find something else to do with my time, a little more constructive? Maybe I need to teach a Sunday school class or whatever. But the Lord impressed on my heart, said, I've got something for these horses. I've got a plan for you to use these horses. And I thought at the time maybe that he meant that, you know, just a witness to the people I maybe ride with or show with or people in our saddle club. And little did I know that he had, you know, a plan to work with kids using the horses.
Hmm.
I would say we were probably motivated that something like that would work. We were listening to Focus on the Family one day, and there were some people came on there, and they were talking about using horses and uniting them with kids. So it kind of turns out it was Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch out in Bend, Oregon. We happened to be on vacation shortly after that, went out, got to go to the Focus on the Family headquarters, and we picked up a book. Hmm. We happened to see this book called Hope Rising, which I would highly recommend to anybody that likes to read. And it's full of short stories. It's written by Kim Meter, We read the book front to back. We passed it around the whole neighborhood to everybody we could come into contact with. And they were all inspired. And I guess we decided to start having families from our church come out and just kind of sharing the horses with them. And every week we had a different family. And then at the end of our night, we would pray. And it just kind of developed from there, I guess. We finally had to put a name to it, and we called it Hooves of Hope.
Now, is this the Nazarene Church in Potomac, some of the members of that congregation?
Yeah, that's where the basis started, but it has spread, you know, way beyond our church walls. We've had people from all over our county, really, and in Vermilion County and Champaign County. It's really grown since the word has gotten out.
Now, Mary, was this back in 2011 that Stan came up with this idea, this calling? Because wasn't your pastor preaching out of Habakkuk during that time?
Yes, and the one thing amazing, one thing that I love my husband dearly, but I was petrified of horses. And our good friend Armin Hesterberg and Stan would take me for horseback rides, and they were so patient, but there were many tears because I was so scared. And so God had to work with me on not being so afraid. And through their patience, I've really built the confidence up that I need. But Pastor challenged us on his one-year anniversary of Habakkuk 1:5, and look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. And I underlined that and put, he wants to do something amazing in my life. Let him. And I wrote Hooves of Hope down, Pastor Randy Holden. And our lives have never been the same since.
Yeah, what many people don't realize is I think with horses, they're such a unique animal. They're very intuitive to the needs of the rider. Or like with children, we did a missions project in Israel once, and we went to Red Mountain Therapeutic Riding Center. And they said with horses, especially for autistic children or some special needs children that have never walked, that when they saddle the individual up, the hip movement of the horse gives the individual the sensation. And it could be a veteran or somebody that maybe no longer can walk or has never walked before, where they almost feel like they're walking because of the movement of the horse and how intuitive the horse is to the needs of the individuals, that God has really created this animal to be a blessing to mankind.
Yeah, they are very sensitive. They're not perfect detectors, but we've had some kids that we knew weren't telling the truth, and the horses, through their body language, can telegraph that to us if we're watching. And you have a kid out in the arena that we've had horses turn their back completely on the kids. If their attitude is bad or whatever, the horse will completely ignore them and put their head outside of the arena, which is telling them they're tuning them out, basically. And then we've also had, when people are out here, if they've gone through a bereavement or something like that, we've got one horse out here that seems to be particularly sensitive to that, and she will come up and almost force herself on these people and just, like, stick her face right up into their face, like, it's okay, I'm here for you. It's amazing some of the things that they will do.
Wow, I'm already looking at the clock, knowing SRN News doesn't want to wait. It comes up at 5 minutes to the top of the hour, and I wanted to share a little more of your testimony, so we're going to have you back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, because there's so many different unique ways God is using Hooves of Hope. But for our listeners to tune in again tomorrow, that would be great, but stop by hoovesofhope.net, Hooves, H-O-O-V-E-S, of hope.net. Or Stan and Mary, can I give your phone number in case they want to call, or maybe
Absolutely.
They don't have? Okay, they can call 217-987-6961, 217-987-6961. And maybe just in our closing couple minutes, what should people know about Hooves of Hope, just to give them an overview of what's going on and how God is using this ministry?
Well, Hooves of Hope seeks to provide hope and healing to children and their families through the partnering of our horses. We are a non-for-profit 501c3 that kids come to our ministry, and we do this free and present the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and their families. And we can explain that later, and then we teach them how to manage and be able to have horse skills and be, when they're finished with Hooves of Hope, be able to saddle up a horse and take care of a horse and ride a horse.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, saddle up. We're going to head out to the ranch in Potomac there one of these days and have a nice, fun radio event. Or you can go with your family or friends or small group and learn more. Or maybe you want to volunteer. I know there's a great need for volunteer or just financial support. You know, they're building character into these children, helping them learn various tasks and how to treat an animal and how to interact and have fun. They have games and different various activities. And you don't even have to be trained in riding a horse to allow your volunteer efforts to flourish and to be used. So if you need more information or want to talk with Stan or Mary, just call them at 217-987-6961, 217-987-6961, or stop by the website hoovesofhope.net, hoovesofhope.net. And Stan and Mary, I want to have you on tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, because Mary, you, like many people, didn't grow up in a Christian home, and so we want to hear a little of that testimony of how God drew you to himself, and then how you knew that this was the ministry that God was carving out for you and Stan, and just some of the unique ways that God is using it, and how it all got started. And so if you can be available for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we'll have you answer some of the many questions I'll have in store for you to better equip our Great News Radio listeners to get behind Hooves for Hope.
Okay, Mark, thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to speak and to share our mission.
And, Mark, we'd like to throw out, people may like us on Facebook, Hooves of Hope, and receive some information there, too.
Hooves for Hope, and you can stop by the Great News Radio Facebook page. We'll have a link because we've already liked Hooves of Hope, and also our website, greatnewsradio.org. You'll see a couple of photographs there, and my own personal Facebook page, Mark Burns. So all three ways you can find out a little more and link over to Hooves of Hope. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.